Well, one person has died following a house fire at the Burnham military camp in Canterbury. Three people have also been injured. Two were taken to hospital in a moderate condition, one person in a serious condition. Our reporter Anna Sargent is outside the camp. She's with us now. Kia ora, good morning, Anna.
Kia ora.
What have you seen there this morning?
Kia ora. So as you mentioned, I'm outside the Burnham military camp. It's in Selwyn, about half an hour from Christchurch, and there was a fire that damaged part of a housing block at the very large complex. And so I wasn't able to get close enough to the scene to see the damage, but Fire and Emergency has said it is significant, and I did see several police cars and fire trucks are still there.
Is the fire out?
The last I heard was that the fire was under control and crews were mopping up hot spots, dampening down. So we'll definitely check back to check if it's fully extinguished.
Okay. And what do we know about when the fire started, how it all unfolded?
So the fire started about 2 a.m. this morning, and about 40 firefighters worked to contain it overnight. And as you mentioned, one person has died following the fire, and two people were taken to hospital in a moderate condition and one in a serious condition. And police are investigating the cause of the fire, and a scene guard is in place.
And so currently it is locked off at the moment. Are others coming and going from that? You mentioned it's a large military camp there.
Yes, no, it is locked off at the moment. I got as close as I could and saw several fire trucks there, several police. Looked like they were just mopping down hot spots, but I couldn't see any large sort of visible smoke or flames. But I could definitely smell it as I was driving over here.
Thank you for the update. That is our reporter Anna Sargent outside the Burnham military camp where there's been a fire overnight. One person has died, three people injured, two in a moderate condition, one person is in a serious condition.